When I've heard the phrase abiding in emptiness used, it hasn't been a reification of it. It has been exactly what that sutta says, abiding in a place that's empty of self, of I, of knowing.
Well, you're a Theravadin. It's a good song. After all these years in monasteries.
It's sometimes described as Lokuttara versus Lokiya. Lokuttara being without self, Lokiya being wrapped up in the world.
Beyond the world and the world of me and mine.